Now as they come up, and we'll turn it over to Mark and the rest of the team, and we'll leave it in their hands. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that Jesus Christ saves sinners. And that's what we all are, Lord Jesus. Every one of us in this room has fallen short of your glory. But Christ, Lord Jesus, you came into this world to die for us and redeem us. We pray for these guys even now as they come to share, Lord, that you would fill them with your grace, fill them with your spirit, use them for your glory. We pray that you would put your thoughts in their mind, your words in their mouths, your fire in their hearts, and speak to us and show us Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone. Awesome job, worship team. And I want to say a huge thank you already. They refer to us in prayer as young men and teenagers, so we really appreciate that. So anyway, happy Super Bowl Sunday. I'm a big sports fan. I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, and my team wouldn't know what the name Super Bowl means. But you think of the word prize. I just want to start with this. You know, guys, these athletes are being trained all their life. You know, to win that prize, the Lombardi Trophy, that's the pinnacle of their career, right? That's what they're all striving for. And that's the same for the Stanley Cup and those sorts of things. And I thought of this morning, the scripture that really, you know, God put in my heart this morning was Philippians 3:14, which says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. We've already won, people. We've got Jesus, and that's eternal. That's just not a trophy. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. So anyway, so I pray that we can spiritually train as hard as these athletes, right, chasing that prize. Amen? So anyway, so my name's Mark. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. I'm a graduate of the Teen Challenge program, but I love the Lord dearly, and my life has been radically transformed by the power of the gospel. So we are here today to share stories. You know, in a world that's just ravaged by drugs and alcohol and problems related with the substances, we are here to proclaim that there is a solution through Christ Jesus. And, so anyway, so a long drive this morning. You know, we're up about 5:30 to come here today. So I pray that the coffee here in Newcastle is as strong as it is in London. And, you know, that's pretty cool. And also, I know we drove a significant amount of time east. And I'm not sure if we're in Leafs country or Senators country. Is there an answer to that question? I'm a Leafs fan, so go Leafs go. All right. There's my answer. So anyway, I know we got thumped by Ottawa pretty good last night. We brought five of my heroes today. These are guys who are either graduated or currently in the Teen Challenge program to really bring light to addiction. But again, I say this before you today, that God is much bigger than our drug addictions. Amen? All right. So I'm going to introduce these guys. So let's give them a warm round of applause as I introduce them. So this is Kyle from North Bay. Say hi, Kyle. Chris is from Edmonton. Say hi, Chris. All right. Russell's from Barrie. Chris is from Moncton. And Colin is from Brampton. And I'm from a town called Welland, Ontario. So if you've heard of it, please don't hold that against me. No applause. That's what I figured. All right. All right. So we got a short video for you guys, and then we'll get some testimony. So thank you for having us. Let's hear it for the mouse. I'm always very reluctant to show that video, so thank you for not throwing us out of your church. We appreciate that. So guys, come on up. We're going to share with you guys here. So I want to introduce Russell, Chris, and Colin.
What is reality? Reality is having your grandfather and father die 10 days apart from each other and turning to drugs at age 11 to mask the pain of loss. Reality is being arrested for armed robbery and sent to jail at age 17. Reality is trying to commit suicide at age 20 because you're ashamed of who you are. Reality is having your wife throw you out of your home because she can no longer watch you destroy yourself. Reality is having your 12-year-old daughter tell you she knows you're getting high while you're locked in a bathroom instead of spending time with them. How do I know this is reality? Because that was me.
Reality is being hospitalized throughout your childhood because of neglect and mistreatment from your parents, alcoholic parents. Reality is at the age of 16 being homeless and having to shower in public bathrooms. Reality is being sexually abused by a family member and going further into a drug addiction just to drown out the pain. Reality is having a gun put to your head and almost dying because you robbed a drug dealer. Reality is almost killing yourself multiple times because of the drug use trying to suppress all the negativity in your life. You know how that's reality? Because that was me.
Reality is spending 1 year in a rehab facility with the possibility of having to go back to jail for 2 years due to your drug addiction. Reality is you and your mother starving in a hotel room, pretending you have already ate so your two younger siblings could eat because you did not have enough food for everyone. Reality is doing everything possible to please your dad so he wouldn't beat you or your mother anymore because your mother was so black and blue from the night before. Reality is selling drugs, your girlfriend and her friend to support your heroin addiction while there is an 11-year-old little girl living in the house who's your little sister. I know that's reality because that was me.
Although we have different realities, we've all been changed by the same truth. Truth is, death is not the end, and I will see my loved ones again. Truth is, because of Jesus' sacrifice, all my sins have been forgiven. Truth is, God loves me and I am no longer ashamed of who I am. Truth is that even though I am by myself with God, I am never alone. And the truth is now my daughters cry and hug me, telling me they're proud that I am their daddy.
Truth is, God has put two loving, caring parents in me and my brother's lives. Truth is, since I've come to TEC, God has provided me with all my needs. Truth is, I've learned to forgive that person for the assault through Jesus Christ. Truth is, ever since I wanted to go to jail, God has looked over me, so I've never been. Truth is, since I've come to the Teen Challenge, God has provided a path for me.
Truth is, I have put my faith in God and trust in Him to guide my court case in the right direction. Truth is, me and my mother lives in a beautiful house now because she has discovered Jesus Christ. Truth is, I don't need to worry or please my dad anymore because Jesus Christ is the only father I need to please. And truth is, my little sister doesn't witness illegal activity anymore and lives a wonderful life because her older brother has found God.
Psalm 15, verse 2. The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart.
John 1:17. Grace and truth comes from Jesus Christ.
John 17:17. Sanctify them by the word, because the word is truth.
Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
These guys are awesome. Just so inspirational. It's unbelievable. And, you know, the reason I know God is just such a loving Father is I remember these guys on their first day, you know. That hurt, that defeat, that anger, you know, just no hope in life. And to watch God restore that, and it's just a beautiful thing. And so this is my story. That's what I look like when it came to Teen Challenge, bottom left. And I know what you're thinking. Pretty handsome guy. I came in a big boy. I was 290 pounds. Not feeling good about myself, suicidal. You know, I thought life was over because I was at Teen Challenge. I really did. But little did I know my life was just starting, right? So I grew up in a household where there was no God. We didn't have a Bible. We didn't go to church. And I remember the one time I asked my dad, you know, if God was real, he said no. He said, that's not something we believe in. And, you know, that was my dad, right? So, of course, that's what I believed in my heart, right? So that's how I grew up. You know, so I got into grade 9. You know, I was good at sports. I was good in school. You know, I was supposed to be really successful in life. And, you know, I remember the first high school party I went to. You know, I saw the older kids. They were drinking and carrying on and doing drugs and falling over. And I remember I said, I'll never be that guy, right? There's no way. And fast forward the tape a few years to the end of high school. I was using cocaine on the weekends, and I was an alcoholic. I was drinking quite a bit. So anyway, I went to University of Waterloo, and I flunked out. And that was the first sign to me and my family that there was something really, really wrong with the way I was using substances. You know, so that was the pattern throughout my 20s, in and out of rehab, in and out of jail, you know, that sort of thing. I couldn't figure it out. You know, I've been to 7 other rehabs before Teen Challenge, and a lot of jail time as well. And my rock bottom is I was a personal support worker at a nursing home in Barrie, Ontario. And I was a caregiver for a man who was dying. He was dying of bone cancer. He was blind in both eyes. He was in his palliative days. You know, so my job as his personal support worker was to get him up in the morning, you know, bathe him, clothe him, feed him. And he used to love getting in his wheelchair and going across the street, and I'd get him his Tim Hortons coffee, you know, and his scratch tickets. And in that moment of weakness, now I was using crack cocaine. That was my drug of choice now. I had access to this man's bank card, and over a 2-week period, I stole from this man. I stole multiple thousands of dollars from him, and I was arrested right at work. So I remember one day I was making a bed up on the 3rd floor, and I looked out the window. I saw 3 cop cars pulling in, and I just I knew that my house of cards was coming crashing down that day. And so I was arrested. I was brought to the police station, and I was let go that day on a promise to appear in court later on that month. But what happened that day absolutely was mortifying. So there I was on the 6 o'clock Barrie News. Mark Thomas arrested for breach of trust and fraud. My friends were texting me and Facebook messaging me just saying, you're a despicable human being. You're disgusting. We don't want to be your friend. You know, how could you do something so heinous? What's wrong with you? You're gross. My mom's a teacher, and she heard on her way home from work on the radio that I'd been arrested, and she confronted me that night, that's for sure. And she was not happy. She was hysterical. She was, you know, pounding on the ground. She was on her knees, just screaming, crying, yelling, just saying, son, please tell me that this guy on the news isn't you. And it was, and I couldn't hide anymore. There it was. And I'll never forget the pain and hurt in my mom's face. It was just terrible. I've never seen her like that, and that's my rock bottom. Just the hurt I caused, not only my mom, my whole family, was just terrible. And, you know, that's addiction, people. It doesn't just rob the individual. You know, everyone around them, it just sucks the life right out of you, right? So so I knew I had to change, but I wasn't sure what to do. I didn't know the Lord. You know, I've been to other rehabs. I've tried AA. I've tried NA. You know, I'm just hopeless, right? There's no hope for me. I'm going to spend the rest of my life, you know, in and out of jail or dead. That's just what I believed. And so I came to Teen Challenge in November of 2011 without a Bible in hand. You know, I figured I'll do the program, the 1-year program. You know, I'll just kind of ignore the faith-based component of it, and I'll finish a year and I'll be clean for a year and that's going to be good enough, right? I'll have things figured out. And apparently God cannot be negotiated with and had a much different plan for my life. So month three of my program, I went to Promise Keepers in London. So anyone heard of Promise Keepers here? Amazing ministry. So again, I'm a big sports guy. So at the end of the day, there was a video that was shown. And the video was a guy named Derek Redmond. So Derek Redmond was a 400-meter runner in the 1992 Barcelona Olympics, heavily favored to win the gold. So Derek starts his race. He's running. He's breaking away from the pack. And about halfway through the race, Derek tumbles down to the track. He tore his hamstring. So the camera shows, you know, Derek, he's distraught. He's crying. His dreams of winning this Olympic gold are over. But what happened next absolutely changed my life. If you can imagine this, Derek's dad, who's up in the stands, gets through Olympic security, runs up to his son on the track, you know, picks him up, and they hobble, and they finish the race together. And the crowd was just going nuts. I've never heard 65,000 people cheering like that. And then there was a message that came on the screen that spoke to my heart, and I understood God in that very moment. It said, trust in God. He will help you finish your race. I knew it. I got it. Why am I trying to fight this addiction by myself? It's crazy. God, I need Jesus. I need Jesus. That's all I need. That's all I've ever needed. It took me so long to realize that, but in that moment, I got it. You know, and the scripture that came to mind was Matthew 11:28, which says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. In that moment, I found my rest. I knew my life would be different. I had no idea, you know, what that was going to look like, but I knew it was going to be awesome from now on, right? So just a quick praise report. As of this November, I'm 4 years drug-free. So God is awesome. So what is Teen Challenge? So I'm going to show you another short video here. But the best way I can describe it as a guy who's gone through the program, it's more of a discipleship program disguised as a rehab center. We rarely talk about addiction, but what we do all day is talk about the Lord, right? So anyway, enjoy the video.
Teen Challenge Canada is a faith-based residential program that helps adult men and women overcome drug and alcohol addictions. Each person comes with a story. Some dull their pain with marijuana. Others abuse prescription pills, alcohol, cocaine, methamphetamines, or crack. All have lost control of their lives. They're business owners, skilled tradesmen, computer programmers, general laborers, and hairdressers. Because of their addictions, their lives are littered with destruction, broken marriages, failed education, lost jobs, defaulted mortgages, and children taken away. To meet the growing need for addiction treatment in Canada, Teen Challenge operates 6 sites across the country for adults over the age of 18. Through basic biblical principles, students in our program learn that they are valued and can contribute to society. Best of all, they discover that God gives them hope, freedom, and a tomorrow. Teen Challenge founder David Wilkerson taught these same principles. He started the organization in 1958 in New York City. His pioneering work resulted in more than 1,100 centers in 92 countries. In our holistic program, men and women get healthy in body, mind, and spirit as they eat nutritious food, exercise regularly, and connect with God. With help from our staff and certified addictions counselors, students identify root issues, bullying, dysfunctional families, divorce, death of a loved one, rejection, abandonment, and abuse. These and other deep hurts drive people to drugs and alcohol for relief. Preparing to live productively, they learn to balance a checkbook, use a computer, and speak publicly. Students are guided to become better parents and spouses. Through work duty and internships, valuable job skills are gained. Those who have not completed high school are assisted to get their GED. You can help even more men and women start a new life through Teen Challenge. Take a tour at one of our 6 centers to find out more about our ministry. Volunteer. You can mentor a man or a woman or share a skill with our students. Celebrate with us at a student graduation ceremony. Attend a fundraiser. Choose from a golf classic, a freedom ride, silent auction, a fun fundraising banquet, or our annual Christmas concert. Invite the Teen Challenge Choir to perform at your church or community group. Pray. Your ongoing prayers enable our students to overcome challenges. Sponsor a student for just $40 a month. Your financial support and notes of encouragement keep our students motivated to stay in the program. Consider a one-time gift toward our operating expenses or a special project. Together, we can make a difference in the lives of those struggling with addictions.
Praise God for Teen Challenge. Amen. You know, what hit me with that, it's new life. You know, that's a place where it offers guys like myself a new life, right? And just to touch upon something here, and I just want you to start praying about this and thinking about this. The sponsorship program, it is a huge part of our ministry. It's what keeps the doors open. And we have four guys today who need sponsors. Russ, Chris, Colin, and there's one more. But anyway, think about sponsoring a student. Andy Taylor was actually a sponsor of mine when I was in my program, and what a blessing it was to meet Andy, and, you know, Andy was praying for me. So anyway, we'll be available in the foyer after the service, so if you want to sign up for sponsorship, that would be awesome. So this is where we live. This is the Teen Challenge London Farm, we call it. And seeing that we're a Christian nonprofit organization, this picture was actually taken from our private helicopter. Just kidding. But currently, I think we house about 40 students in the program. I think we have 5 or 6 interns, phase 4, as we call them now as well. So just an amazing place where God is really transforming lives. And why is Teen Challenge so successful? A study was done years ago, and they came up with something that's called the Jesus Factor. That's the cornerstone of our ministry. And like you said, Teen Challenge is a wonderful program, but it's not Teen Challenge or me or Kyle that changes the guys. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the change agent. That's not any gray area. That's in black and white. Jesus changes lives, right? So. And I know you guys are familiar with the Women's Center. I know we've been there a bunch of times with that center, so keep praying for them. You guys have been great supporters. And I guess it's just coincidence that they're about 400 kilometers away from our Men's Center. I don't know how that happened, but anyway, keep them up in prayer. And also, we have information in the back, people, about our men's and women's programs. So be brave. Be courageous. If you know of someone in your life that might need Teen Challenge, come talk to us after. You know, trust me, I've seen this time and time again. God will put that brochure in the right hands. And so 2 facts I want to share with you guys today. The first one is there's 47,000 deaths annually in Canada attributed to substance abuse. One is too many. 47,000 is a lot too many. So anyway, just pray that addicts find that freedom, right? And what a place, you know, like Teen Challenge that really offers that salvation, right? So, and the other stat I want to share with you guys today, and this one might alarm you, 65% of the students who enroll at Teen Challenge, they actually come from a Christian background. They come from a Christian home, right? You've probably driven some of them to youth group, right? It's not just a problem that's exclusive to the secular world. It's everywhere, right? Drugs and alcohol does not discriminate. There's one stat I love. It's just for Teen Challenge. It's that 100% of the students who come to Teen Challenge, they will hear the good news of Jesus Christ. So that's even ones who leave the program early, there's some wonderful seeds that are planted in their heart. So I'll take you through a day in the life of a student at Teen Challenge. So we're up at 6:15. Anyone like waking up at 6:15 by someone over the loudspeaker? No? Anyway, so guys are up at 6:15. They're in the chapel at 6:45 to do our morning devotion. So we spend half an hour with the Lord in the morning. Then we're off to breakfast, and then we go to work. So half our day is working. So there's janitorial jobs, there's kitchen jobs, there's grounds jobs, not so much snow to shovel this year, stuff like that. And there's office jobs. And we have a joke at Teen Challenge. It's how many guys does it take to make a pot of Kraft dinner? 3. Anyway, I don't have an answer. So half of the day is work, and then the other half of the day is what we call our educational component. And there's basically only one book we use for our education. I'll let you guys guess what book that is. The Bible. So guys are doing scripture memory. They're paraphrasing different books of the Bible. They have a Christian novel they read every month. They have a workbook. So they're getting familiar with the Gospels, right? So, We also have three Christian counselors on site, and they're awesome, you know, because they point it right to the Word of God. Whenever you have a question, they have the answers for you, right? And I know for me personally, forgiveness. You know, I've done some really terrible, terrible, terrible things in my life, and I couldn't understand how I can be forgiven for those things. And again, the counselors point to the Word, you know, and that's really an amazing thing. So guys are getting really, really good counseling from these guys. So again, I'm a big sports guy. This is us playing hockey, but my prayer request today, I see you guys are a praying church. Our softball team, our first season 2 years ago, our win-loss record was 4 wins and 24 losses, and we're not getting any better. So please pray for our softball team. And with that, I want to invite Chris up, and Chris is going to share with you. All right, Chris, is this working? Can you hear me? Let's just use this. That works better. Chris, can you just tell these people what your name is and where you're from?
My name's Chris Gladstone. I'm from St. John, New Brunswick.
And Chris, can you just explain to these people what brought you to Teen Challenge? What happened in your life that made you say, I need to go to this place?
I got a little depressed and got heavy into drugs and alcohol. Yeah, my higher power, I believe, sent me to Teen Challenge.
And Chris, since you've been at Teen Challenge, how many months now?
I'm in my fourth month.
And what's been God been doing in your life since you arrived here in the ministry?
Give me my faith back, and my family, slowly talk to them. So it's a nice, good thing, absolutely.
And Chris, when you complete the Teen Challenge program, what are your plans?
To get back to work and to keep my faith strong.
And do you have a favorite scripture or a life scripture that you want to share with these people today?
John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The man comes through the Father but by me.
Awesome. And last question, Chris, are you a Leafs fan?
Absolutely not.
You can sit down now. So we do have a choir from our men's center as well. I know you guys have had the women's choir here before. And if you have heard the men's choir, you probably know, except when Annie was in it, we're not great singers. We're more like a bunch of men with microphones, to be honest with you. But when you put in perspective where we're coming from, so the streets, the jails, that sort of environment, and who we're projecting and singing to, it makes for a very powerful ministry. So maybe next time we can bring the men's choir here. What do you think? All right. So we do water baptisms every summer as well, Teen Challenge. And I had the honor and the blessing of getting baptized with 23 of my fellow brothers. 23 water baptisms. And I think last year the number actually went up to 25. So just a cool day where your families are invited. And mine, who are not saved yet, I know there were some amazing seeds planted that day. So, and after 1 year at Teen Challenge, you have a graduation. And this is an amazing time where your family's invited. You know, your sponsors are invited. It's just a celebration of God's work in your life. And for my graduation, my mom was sitting front row center. And I'll never forget this. You know, I actually called her up when it was my turn to get my certificate. And I had a rose waiting for me. And in front of God, in front of the church, and in front of all the people there that night, I said sorry. You know, and I meant it. And that was huge for healing, right? I've done some terrible things to my mom, and she still talks about it 4 years later, right? And that was really special. So, again, the graduations are pretty cool. So, some good news, a praise report. We were having trouble funding a road out to our Newfoundland Center. The government pulled the funding for that, so we had to fundraise and get money for that. And we just got word last week that this has been approved. So a woman's center in Newfoundland is actually going to be starting to be built this year, which is great. So, and what's different about this program is, as you can see bottom left, the women are going to allow to bring their children, which is really amazing because that's a huge deterrent why people don't want to sign up for the program. I can't leave my kids for a year. It's a lot of single mothers, that sort of thing. So this is the pilot program. So please, please, please pray that this ministry is not just getting off the ground, but really successful. And Kyle, come on up and share your testimony. Let's give him a warm round of applause.
Hello, everyone. It's been a little while since I've done this. I'm a graduate of the program. I finished in May of last year. And so I'm actually now working with Teen Challenge in the vehicle donation department, if you haven't heard about it. What I was thinking about, just to properly project, I guess, a testimony here, a common thread for all of us and myself, I think, was the feeling of worthlessness. And that was what really contributed to me living and leading a life of drug addiction for almost 12 years. I'm 24 years old, so I started my drug life at the age of 12 upon a lot of abuse and a lot of feelings of worthlessness, specifically because I never really had a father growing up. And when my father, when I was at the age of 9, actually, I found out that my father actually passed away from an overdose. At that point in time, I really began to doubt what had been, I guess, conveyed to me about God. I didn't really know what I should believe in anymore, and I lost sight of what was real in that, and I began to lash out very angrily, and I began to feel very depressed and lonely at a very young age. And just growing up in a neighborhood in a small community up in North Bay, as they said, I hung out with older people in a small city. You know, you hang out with older kids. Well, older kids were getting into some things that I thought were okay because I didn't have anyone telling me no. And, essentially at a young age, and when I was a young kid, I didn't think I was masking deep-rooted pain. I was just a child. I didn't have a mind or a strong mind. I just did what was normal and what I was accustomed to. But as I began to get older, I began using drugs and alcohol to just mask that pain to a point where I was just getting so numb to it all. And, I progressed through college and got to a point where I had what is called a drug-induced psychosis, to be very real in that. I lost my grip in reality, and I didn't know who I was for about a week, and I had to go to a hospital to get balanced and leveled out. And, even that stigma allowed me to feel more shame and more worthlessness, and throughout that time, I began getting deeper and deeper into drugs. And, through all of that, I did rediscover a relationship with Christ, but it wasn't really rooted into my heart. And what had happened is one of my soccer coaches from my high school days actually is a pastor at my home church in my city. He and I got reconnected through a string of events, and he invited me to his church. And at that time, I actually said, I would commit my life to the Lord, but I didn't really know what that meant. So it was more of a verbal thing, not a heart thing. And so progressing through that, I tried to sober up because I knew in my heart I wanted to change. I had admitted I had an addiction, but I wasn't ready, and I wasn't giving it all to God to allow me to stand here today to where I am. And so I went so deep into drugs and depression in that point in time that I actually almost induced the exact fate of my father. And I just remember laying in my bed with a heart rate of 240 beats per minute while I was sitting there saying, I'm going to die, and my mom and my sister are going to lose me, and I'll be doing the exact same thing that he did to me. And that was the turning point. That was when I had to stand up and realize that if I don't change, then I'm dead. And so I applied to the program because, again, through that church I had gone to my home city, Teen Challenge did an outreach much like this. So not only does it allow for us to show what God's done in our lives, but people in various congregations may be in my position where they need help and they find help. And so within 2 weeks I had entered the program, and I guess at that time I was so broken and so lost. Mark saw me on my third day just freaking out, had no control over my emotions or myself. And so I went through it, spent a year there, and I can say that Teen Challenge was a very healthy vessel for me to really understand what God is, who God is, and how to really change your life to actually find peace and meaning. And so I've been out of the program for 8 months. I haven't touched a drug in the 8 months and the year of being there, so I've been clean a year and 8 months, which is wonderful. And they've provided me employment. They've provided me a new opportunity to finally have my career goals and dreams. And ultimately, it all comes down to how deep you want to go with Christ and how far you want to go, because in reality, we all have struggles, and it's just how we have to surrender them to Him to live securely every day. So that's just a little bit about myself and how Teen Challenge has really provided me opportunity. Thank you.
So just to close, I would ask you this question. Does the program work? This is Dean Crawford. Andy might know Dean, but Dean did the program about a year or two before I did, and that's a mugshot of Dean on the left. That's when Dean was arrested. He lived in East Hastings area of Vancouver, and if you guys are familiar with that area, it's probably the worst drug area in Canada for sure. So Dean lived out of his car, intravenous heroin user for many, many years. Dean did the program, And you know that center I was just telling you about in Newfoundland that's going to be open? That's the director. Dean's going to be running that teen challenge. So God is good. Amen? All right. Okay, that's a bit of a dark picture, but this is my buddy Josh. He's actually from Oshawa, so not too far from here. And he was known there as Downtown Josh. He was a bad dude. He used to beat people up for money, rob drug dealers, that sort of thing. He was a bit of a thug. So in all my years that I've been at Teen Challenge now, which is almost 4.5, I've never met a guy who came in the program with such a hardened heart. He wanted nothing to do with staff. He wanted nothing to do with students. Just wanted to be by himself and just very angry. And God really got a hold of this guy. And Josh graduated the program, and he did a phase 4 internship. And that was in the intake department. So Josh's job was to call guys on the phone, make sure they're coming in the program still, get their paperwork done, he'd do their tours, that sort of thing. And this was Josh during his internship. I can go on and on and on and on and on and on about guys and girls who have gone through the Teen Challenge program that not are just getting clean and sober, but they're radically transforming their lives. So we know that glory all goes to God, right? So anyway, so just to sum things up, Teen Challenge, this is from Don Wilkerson, David's brother, says, hope lives here, freedom is found here, changed lives leave here. And we do have to get creative in our fundraising because we are 100% funded by the body of Christ. So churches and donors like you guys really keep this place open. So one of which is Donate a Vehicle. Any of you guys heard of this program? Cool. So if you have that old Astro minivan in the driveway or that old Chevette, and you're wondering, what am I going to do with this thing? Give us a call. We have a flatbed truck, which has room for two. So, you know, while we're attaching your Chevette, we'll take your new Mercedes-Benz as well. Just kidding. And the big one, this is the engine. This is the heartbeat of Teen Challenge. This is the big one. It's our sponsorship program. So we all got a brochure on the way in, correct? I'm just going to close briefly. Did anyone not get a brochure? Can you raise your hand? I'll get our guys to bring you one. Guys, get out there. So anyway, sponsorship. So let me just walk you through this really quick. So as I said, you can go on a journey with one of our guys today and you can sponsor them throughout their program. So the guys only pay $1,000 for the whole year at Teen Challenge. It's a $40,000 program. So sponsorship bridges that gap. So you're helping these guys through their program. So for $40 a month, so that's the price of one Tim Hortons a day, right? Or one Starbucks a month. I would love to get all these guys sponsored today, so please come see us after the service. And to be honest, people, first and foremost, we covet your prayers. Pray for us as individuals that we stay walking with Jesus, you know, that we seek him out every day. And pray for us as a ministry as well, that this ministry, you know, maintains itself, because it's such an amazing place that really does change life. So with that being said, who am I calling up to close? Pastor Jacques. So thank you so much. God bless you.
I'm going to ask the worship team to come up, and I just am going to say just a word or two before we ask the ushers to come forward to take up this special love offering 14 challenge. Guys, this is why we exist as a church. We're here to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that people just like this, people like us, guys, like us, can be transformed. You know, you might be sitting here this morning saying, I don't have a drug addiction, Pastor Jacques. I'm not addicted to alcohol. But Jesus said this, whoever sins is the slave of sin. It doesn't matter what you've done. You may not be on alcohol or drugs, but you're still a slave to sin. And the judgment of God is still upon you because of that sin. But Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and have it to the full. Guys, Christ has transformed lives. He can change your life here this morning if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior. We're going to ask the ushers to come forward, and I just want to challenge you to look inside your hearts. The Lord has blessed you. The Lord has prospered you. We've been praying about this for over a month. We've been announcing it for over a month. Please give generously to this work. The ushers, just come forward. We're going to pray here, and then I'm going to ask the worship team to lead as we close our service. Talk to these guys. Just find out a little bit more about them. Maybe the Lord has moved you. If you want to talk to me or to any of the elders in the church here about your own personal walk with Christ at the end of the service, you can do that. Let's just ask the Lord to bless the offering. Father, thank you so much for what you've done in these young men's lives. We praise you for that. We pray, Lord, that as your people now give back to this ministry, Lord, that you would use these funds for your glory. We pray that, Father, this work would continue to be used by you to change people's lives. And we'll give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen.